What Genaro and I wanted to do was to make you shift very deeply. This time, Genaro was there simply to entice the old seers. He did it once already, and you went so far into the left side that it will take quite a while for you to remember it. Your fright tonight was just as intense as it was that first time when the seers and their allies followed you to this very room, but your sturdy first attention wouldn't let you be aware of them. Explain to me what happened at the sight of the seers, I asked. The allies came out to see you, he replied. Since they have very low energy, they always need the help of men. The four seers have collected 12 allies. The countryside in Mexico, and also certain cities, are dangerous. What happened to you can happen to any man or woman. If they bump into that tomb, they may even see the seers and their allies, if they are pliable enough to let their fear make their assemblage points shift. But one thing is for sure, they can die of fright. But do you honestly believe that those Toltec seers are still alive? I asked. He laughed and shook his head in disbelief. It's time for you to shift that assemblage point of yours just a bit, he said. I can't talk to you when you are in your idiot's stage. He smacked me with the palm of his hand on three spots, right on the crest of my right hip bone, on the center of my back below my shoulder blades, and on the upper part of my right pectoral muscle. My ears immediately began to buzz. A trickle of blood ran out of my right nostril and something inside me became unplugged. It was as if some flow of energy had been blocked and suddenly began to move again. What were those seers and their allies after? I asked. Nothing, he replied. We were the ones who were after them. The seers, of course, had already noticed your field of energy the first time you saw them. When you came back, they were set to feast on you.
You claim that they are alive, Don Juan, I said. You must mean that they are alive as allies are alive. Is that so?
That's exactly right, he said. They cannot possibly be alive as you and I are. That would be preposterous.
He went on to explain that the ancient seers' concern with death made them look into the most bizarre possibilities. The ones who opted for the allies' pattern had in mind, doubtless, a desire for a haven, and they found it at a fixed position in one of the seven bands of inorganic awareness. The seers felt that they were relatively safe there. After all, they were separated from the daily world by a nearly insurmountable barrier, the barrier of perception set by the assemblage point.
When the four seers saw that you could shift your assemblage point, they took off like bats out of hell, he said, and laughed.
Do you mean that I assembled one of the seven worlds? I asked.
No, you didn't, he replied. But you have done it before, when the seers and their allies chased you. That day you went all the way to their world. The problem is that you love to act stupid, so you can't remember it at all. I'm sure that it is the Nagual's presence, he continued, that sometimes makes people act dumb. When the Nagual Julian was still around, I was dumber than I am now. I am convinced that when I'm no longer here, you'll be capable of remembering everything.
Don Juan explained that since he needed to show me the death defiers, he and Genaro had lured them to the outskirts of our world. What I had done at first was a deep lateral shift, which allowed me to see them as people. But at the end, I had correctly made the shift that allowed me to see the Death Defiers and their allies as they are.
Very early the next morning at Silvio Manuel's house, Don Juan called me to the big room to discuss the events of the previous night. I felt exhausted and wanted to rest, to sleep, but Don Juan was pressed for time. He immediately started his explanation. He said that the old seers had found out a way to utilize the rolling force and be propelled by it.
Instead of succumbing to the onslaughts of the tumbler, they rode with it and let it move their assemblage points to the confines of human possibilities. Don Juan expressed unbiased admiration for such an accomplishment. He admitted that nothing else could give the assemblage point the boost that the tumbler gives. I asked him about the difference between the Earth's boost and the tumbler's boost. He explained that the Earth's boost is the force of alignment of only the amber emanations. It's a boost that heightens awareness to unthinkable degrees. To the new seers, it is a blast of unlimited consciousness, which they call total freedom. He said that the tumbler's boost, on the other hand, is the force of death. Under the impact of the tumbler, the assemblage point moves to new, unpredictable positions. Thus, the old seers were always alone in their journeys, although the enterprise they were involved in was always communal. The company of other seers on their journeys was fortuitous and usually meant struggle for supremacy. I confessed to Don Juan that the concerns of the old seers, whatever they may have been, were worse than morbid horror tales to me. He laughed uproariously. He seemed to be enjoying himself.
You have to admit, no matter how disgusted you feel, that those devils were very daring, he went on. I never liked them myself, as you know, but I can't help admiring them. Their love for life is truly beyond me.
How can that be love for life, Don Juan? It's something nauseating, I said.
What else could push a man to those extremes if it is not love for life? He asked. They loved life so intensely that they were not willing to give it up. That's the way I have seen it. My benefactor saw something else. He believed that they were afraid to die, which is not the same as loving life. I say that they were afraid to die because they loved life and because they had seen marvels, and not because they were greedy little monsters, no. No. They were aberrant because nobody ever challenged them, and they were spoiled like rotten children. But their daring was impeccable, and so was their courage. Would you venture into the unknown out of greed? No way. Greed works only in the world of ordinary affairs. To venture into that terrifying loneliness, one must have something greater than greed. Love. One needs love for life, for intrigue, for mystery.